Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a waspily rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Time to awaken.
Time to awaken. Guten Morgen. Good Friday, everyone, on the little marble, and people visiting from other marbles as well. Today, Friday, April 10th, the rumor is that it is 2015. Our guest today will be Belle Eve, who is a Reiki master, and also does oracle readings, and is well versed on ascension, light voices, and may have some UFO and paranormal experiences too.
Mark, wake up, Mark.
Oh, late wake up call.
First bottom reporting.
Uh-huh. Okay, so good morning, everybody.
Yeah, I pushed those buttons a long time ago, man.
She
has her coffee yet.
Yes, no one has had enough coffee yet. good morning to everyone. We're going to have lots of interesting topics here for you today. I guess first of all, strange energy out there again. I'm having really weird experiences and getting really weird messages out there. And we'll touch on some of these. Astrologically, things are starting to calm down a little bit. We still have, would you go direct Earth this week? We have, Jupiter went direct at 12:58 this past Wednesday at 13 degrees of Leo. All these big intense aspects we've had going on are kind of, they're still out there in effect, all the fire energy and the Uranus-Pluto square and everything, but they're Pluto square the nodes, all that stuff. But they're loosening a little bit right now. We kind of, the next big thing on the calendar is Pluto stationing retrograde next Thursday evening, the 16th at 11:51 p.m. And then we have a new moon next Saturday, the 18th. And the new moon will be at 2:57 p.m. at 28 degrees of the sign of Aries. In between that, the 11th, Venus enters Gemini at 11:29 in the morning. And after the new moon on the 18th, on Monday the 20th, the sun will enter Taurus. So things are slowing down a bit, starting to calm down a bit. The Pluto station next Thursday always has some intense events linked to it, usually Pluto, death, rebirth, transformation. So as we continue these interesting energetic processes we've been going through, we have this bump in energy here next Thursday. But really after that, we probably enter the smoothest period of, and I'm not jinxing anything. from where we're heading, from where we're sitting now, we're entering the smoothest period of energy that we've probably had in the last, I'd say since 2011 at least, probably going back to 2010 actually. So you're doing good. If you're listening, you still have your ears attached. Breathe, drink water, relax. Om. So yeah, we have a nice, easy flow through the last part of April. May is very calm. June is pretty calm. July.
Good, I'm gonna be on a trip. So.
July is more intense energetically, but nothing like what we've went through already this year.
Do you think July is intense because it's like the halfway point of summer? You know, you're kind of like, it's almost over.
I'm just looking at the
astrologically
at where our bump ups in energy are.
I remember when you have kids, they're all going, oh man, summer's almost over. I said, it's just started. July just started.
Right. We really have nothing. I mean, we still have the remnants of the Uranus-Pluto square and some stuff like that, but we're past the most intense part of that. May is very calm. Really, June is, I mean, we have a Neptune station on June 12th, which if you've got stuff in the low degrees of Pisces, that's usually a big ascension bump up point, we'll call that. But really, it's pretty calm throughout the end of June. July, we have July, the intensity starts picking up, but really, we have this. I think everyone's ready to relax and have a little bit of, it's been so intense and there's been so much energetic and karmic cleansing and taking out of the spiritual muck and stuff that's been
we need a button for that. Spiritual muck.
Spiritual muck. Spiritual mulch. Spiritual fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So things are going to calm down. And I know I've had a lot of weird messages I'm getting from different places. So I'm going to pass some of these along, and maybe some of these will you'll probably want to have me committed, and some of these will maybe resonate with some of you. So A, it's really important to drink lots of extra water right now. Honor your transits if you're low energy. Some days, nurture yourself and honor that. This is a good time to, with Jupiter going forward, this is a good time to move forward in projects. And you are free to move about the cabin now. you can put your seat. You can put your seats in the relaxed position. I'm just going to spurt out some of these weird messages, and hopefully they mean something to somebody out there. You know, sometimes we have weird stuff happen to us.
Never.
time finding the meaning of it. Sometimes we are meant to be a mirror or a signpost for someone else. So sometimes weird or unusual events may not have that much to... I mean, there's always, I'm sure, a lesson for us in everything, but sometimes we're a signpost or a mirror for somebody else. That is one of my weird messages. Another one is we're entering some kind of portal or something is going on between April 16th and 18th, and... next Friday's show, I'm going to have Lynn from Focus Sessions on, and she's taking some questions on her website, and you can, if you have any like big picture, we're not really going to do personal readings, but if you have any big picture questions, like what's going on with this, when's, you know, when are the Browns going to win the Super Bowl, when are the, whatever, you know, kind of that, feel free to send in your questions to twofishes, TWOFISHES, astrology, at gmail.com. And if you have questions you'd like us to answer on the air next week, we'll be using her incredible psychic and remote viewing skills, and I will be using my intuitive and astrological skills, and we will answer your questions on the air next Friday. Okay, so this is going to sound nuts, but I'm just going to blurt it out. We're entering some kind of a portal between April 16th and 18th, and I say a lot of people are feeling there's a big event coming up. Not to completely jump down the conspiratorial rabbit hole, like I would ever do that. Of course, April 16th or April 15th starts the traditional Illuminati Human Sacrifice Week. There are several.
P. Diddy and all those guys' music is out.
Uh-huh.
We have to listen to their music.
Now, there's
our ears hurt.
Some old pagan holidays that are symbolized by people being sacrificed in fire.
Like really physically or just metaphorically? Yeah, no.
Columbine, Waco, Oklahoma City, Virginia Tech, all of these, and we'll go over some
interesting
those, and all those happen in the same week, and it coincides with several holidays that the, we'll call them the powers that be, seem to follow. So we seem to be, there's a portal opening or closing between April 16th and 18th, and it's feeling like both sides are rushing to the door to open or close this portal, and there's many, we talked about the Large Hadron Collider last night on Spontaneous Spirit Talk, and there's just a lot of weird, there's a lot of other dimensional and other worldly entities visiting the Earth right now. There's a lot of things going on. So, A, be sure and clear your energy, smudge, incense, whatever you do to clear. So many people are contacting me that they're getting attachments, not just like feeling stuff now. I mean, I'm getting really weird stories the last week or so. I'm like, people are actually like seeing stuff. And
what are they seeing?
Things not from here.
Okay.
And so I think with all this,
not Jerry Lewis in the news.
With this, no, okay. No, probably a little more bizarre than that.
More bizarre than that. Streakers, huh?
Yes.
It's crazy out there.
Yeah, yeah. So just chill. We're in a very intense time right now. Be sure and clear your stuff. If you need time alone, then take your time alone. And remember, when you're clearing stuff, just tell the universe that you want to send these energies and these things we're shedding back to the universe to be recycled for the greatest good. So, because it's kind of like, it's like a spiritual garbage dump now, and it's like I think so many people are shedding so many things and clearing so much, and it's like, it is, there's a lot of stuff. Just be sure you're clearing properly and sending the energy back to where it's, there's many things trying to cling on to us right now as we go through this, you can call it the ascension process or whatever you want to call it, Kundalini rising, chakra alignment.
Can people be like that too?
Yes, 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 yes.
Like trying to hang on, you're like, shh, get off.
Yes, yes. So a lot of our deep hidden insecurities, fears, traumas. Are being exposed right now, and so that we can deal with them and get rid of them, so that our energy is clear to deal with so that we can be lighter and of a higher vibrational level to meet these other new energies that are coming in and these others that. So just keep all that in mind, and keep in mind that everyone is clearing stuff and getting rid of things. So just hang in there, We're doing good. I'm seeing lots of people and animals and stuff crossing over too. This kind of happens near the as we get close to the Pluto and the stations. Just remember, this is a team effort. This is a group. It's not me and Iggy doing this and work. And it's out there. It's all of you. You're all touching people around you. You're all helping people navigate these rough waters. So just remember that everyone's going through this stuff on one level or another, and. Everyone is not supposed. It's a team effort. Everyone is not necessarily going to be here in the physical form for this whole journey. This whole process is a long term process, and so some people are, you know, here to do a part for a time, and then they go and they transform, and they're out doing, you know, helping the other side, another plane or whatnot. So. Honor the people that have been here to help and whatnot, and help those people that have lost loved ones and not lately. And so, just remember, it's a team effort. We all do our part. Okay, so our guest today is Belle Eve, and it looks like. She is on the line right now, and so we are going to bring on our guest, Belle Eve. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
I am exhausted.
Yeah.
Not sleeping very well, but... I'm good to go. So
awesome. Well, thank you for being on with us. I know a lot of people are. These energy shifts recently have been pretty bizarre. I'm having small periods where I have like tons of energy, and then I'm like just completely deflated, and it's like these big ups and downs.
As I was going from bed to bed to bed last night, I was looking at the sky, and it was just clear out, but the northern lights were going crazy, so that tells me that the solar flares were at a max, and that also affects our energy as well, right? So.
Yeah, yes. In fact, I just did a lecture, astrology, the Gift of Light Expo about a month ago. So yeah, these things, and then this is kind of why I pointed out that make sure you're drinking extra water and things like that, because essentially the solar flares and the solar storms we have, it kind of microwaves everything. And so...
I heard you talking about that on the last show, and I couldn't agree more with that, for sure. Lots of water and lots of grounding.
Right. Absolutely. I've required extra of that as well, too. So just shortly, the effect that kind of has is when you microwave something, it kind of dries it out, and we're kind of getting, radiated, so we need that extra water. And you know, I found that like kelp and fish oils are good at these times too, because we all have iodine deficiencies just because of all the around us. So anything to help the iodine levels in your system. For most people, I'm not a doctor, but for most people, that's
just
a good supplement.
Online, right?
I just play one online. That's right. So
I'm
tell us a
sure,
little.
But, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I'm not sure if chlorella has iodine in it, but I do take that every day. So I'm hoping that it does, because that's a type of algae, right? So.
Yes, usually any kind of algae or seaweed will have proficient iodine levels in it. So,
yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm a Reiki master. I have been for about 4 years now. I started my business, Sublime Tranquility, in 2012, the end of 2012, and I've just been working on it since. I don't really make much off of it. It's kind of more so a hobby business at this point, but I do plan on opening a business with my partner in crime, Mark Poitier, and that'll be more local, I think. It'll be called Healing Frequencies, but that'll be more local. Sublime Tranquility is more on a global aspect, because I have three-distance Reiki healings every full moon, and I've been doing that since 2012 as well. So it's every month, every full moon, I send the Reiki out to anybody who needs it, anybody who wants it for free. I ask for donations. I don't usually get donations, but I do ask. It's not a big deal, though. It's my passion to help people, and it's always been that way. So I'm just all about love, all about the healing. I always send it to our Mother Earth as well, and it just feels really good to have that in my life, that kind of purpose. So I also do oracle card readings, and I'm somewhat of an artist. I haven't really done any artwork on anyone, but what I was planning on doing was energy paintings, where I could paint people's energy for them, but I haven't been able to do that quite yet. I know that I can, though. I can. I do reflexology as well, and I'm just an intuitive clairvoyant, and I've always been that way. I've always been different, always seen things, always heard things, always felt things, always known things, and now it's all just coming to light, what's really going on. So it's interesting. It's been an interesting journey.
Awesome. Yeah, that's actually how I met Belle, from her on Facebook. I think actually we met in a Ascension Symptoms group Facebook. But then I saw her. I really love your free long distance Reiki full moon videos. I really felt a lot of energy.
My oracle card videos, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
like so. I do the healings every full moon, but I also do an oracle card reading every month, and that's the video. But I also do include the Reiki energy boost in that. So.
Yeah, that's right. It was the Reiki energy boost. That's
yeah.
I got those two mixed up there. Sorry.
That's fine. I mean, they do both include Reiki, so.
Right. So, how do you incorporate like the ascension things, symptoms and whatnot, in with your Reiki?
The ascension symptoms?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you do like healing specifically for them, or do you see more people requesting things regarding the ascension?
Yeah, it's what I do in those videos is I honestly just most of the time I just wing it. Like I don't know what comes through me. It's almost like I'm channeling, and I just say whatever it is that I've been feeling, that I've been just messages that I've been getting. Sometimes the messages that I do want to say don't even come through in the video. It's other things that come through, and then I'm like, wow, why did I say that? Later on, I find out why, and it's just like, okay, I'll just leave it up to the divine to take over. So,
right, we do a lot of that here too. We don't try to script too much or anything. We just maybe pick one topic and then. Yeah, like spirit kind of leads us to what needs to be said.
Yeah, it's so interesting how that works. And I honestly, you know, some people have asked me, like, how do you do that? I wish I could do that. And I'm just like, I don't know. I just leave it up to spirit, really. And I just open myself up and, you know, do my little prayer and maybe chant a little bit in meditation and just go from there. So I do keep an eye on the Ascension Symptoms group when I'm feeling the Ascension Symptoms more so. And I just go on there almost for, like, relief. You know, am I the only one going through this, or is there somebody else, or can we talk about this? Like, what is going on sort of thing. So that's kind of why I'm on that group.
Right.
Because
yeah,
sometimes it's quite difficult, and when you don't really know a lot of people who are sensitive as we are, it's nice to have kind of like a support group for that. So.
Right. I totally agree. I go into those couple groups there frequently because before I started hearing about this stuff a few years ago, I was like, well, actually, just like a year and a half ago, where I was like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was having weird stuff happening. I'm like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, you think you're going crazy, or you think, like, what? Like, am I very sick? There's been times when, you know, I was really, really sick, and I'd go into the doctors, and they had no idea what's going on with me. You know, they'd say, like, you're you have all these symptoms of all this different stuff, but we're checking your body, and... there's nothing going on. Like, you're pretty much completely healthy. And I'm just like, there's something wrong with me. Help me here, right? And then that's when the Ascension symptoms came into reality for me because, it just divine timing, right? You're like, you're asking what's going on, and then somehow you stumbled across something, and yeah, it's... it's very synchronistic stuff, but it's very scary if you don't know what's going on, for sure.
Right. I mean, there's so many different changes and shifts going on now. It gets hard to manage all the different energies and figure out what's going on with us on a personal basis, as well as trying to help other people and help. Guide and steer them and whatnot. How did you get into Reiki? Did you take any courses, or did you have someone you were following that was into it? Or
what happened was it's one of those things, you know, everything's kind of connected, and, you know, one person along the line will plant the seed in your mind, and you'll be like, oh, well, what's that? You'll learn about it a couple years later, like, something will happen, you'll be around people who do Reiki, and then, you know, it's all leading up throughout the years. But what really made it happen was I was working in a place called Our Angels in Calgary, Alberta, and I was a receptionist there, but I was working around psychics and healers and all sorts of people like that, and it was really interesting, actually, and I think it opened me up to a lot of different to a lot of different doorways. But one of them was the Reiki. I had learned about it before, but not too in depth. And then I seen how it helps people, and I really, really became interested in it. And but I didn't have enough money for that, so I was just like, geez, I really wish that that I could do this, but I just don't know how I'm going to do this. And I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it, and obviously it manifested, right? Somebody came to me and they said, you know, I know somebody who might not be like working with this anymore, but she's really good, and she doesn't charge too much, and she gave me her name and her number, and I turned out to be her last student. And it was a one-on-one
wow.
thing, and yeah, and it was just like Source provides. Source will always provide what you really need, what's supposed to happen. And sometimes you get pretty lucky. So the reflexology I did go to college for, though. I went to Wild Rose College in Calgary, Alberta, for that one. So, yeah. I was pretty lucky with that.
And then I take the... Yeah, I have a friend who's really good at reflexology, too. Did the reflexology kind of follow after the... After you saw you were able to play with the Reiki energy, how you're able to kind of funnel that kind of energy, the reflexology kind of follow after that?
Yeah. I do plan on getting more modalities as I continue on, but it's still just a matter of funding with me still. So, I don't know if you know or not, but I have epilepsy, and it does stop me from working full-time jobs, and, it stops me from living my life, so that's something that I'm actually working on, too. And also another reason why I did get into the healing way of life, I guess, just to help myself and to help others. So, yeah, it's just a matter of funding and moving forward in that way. So, but hopefully I can expand my awareness on different healing modalities as time goes by, and just add that to my business. And it's exciting. I know that it'll happen. It's just a matter of time. So.
Awesome. Yeah, it's, you know, that the toughest steps are taking those first couple steps out of the box, and then you see there's a whole new,
mm-hmm.
There's a whole new reality out there. You just came across something very interesting, too. I think you kind of developed it. It's called Light Voices?
Light Language, yes.
Light Language, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fine. it's not really well known, which is why I thought it would be a good idea to bring it up. I am just kind of getting into, just learning about it. I mean, I have since 2013, I guess, just started learning about it, just started figuring myself out there. But basically, I growing up, I could always... I could trip people up by just pretending I could speak a different language. And I just always thought it was some sort of gibberish, and I would just play with it. And I came across light language, and it was at a time where I was thinking, I feel it feels really good when I do this, and it's almost like it's coming from my heart. Sometimes I sing with it, sometimes I just talk with it. And so I started doing research, what is this language? Maybe do I know a different language from a past life or something, what's going on here? And it just felt really healing to me. So I was doing research, and like I said, with everything else, it just came to the surface once I started asking questions and really getting into it. I figured it out. And I came across light language, and slowly but surely I started learning more and more about it, and I found out that basically what it is, it's a living language, and it heals because it's on a certain frequency, and you can set an intention for it. I mean, like, if I want to heal somebody or myself with, let's say, physically or something, I would set that intention in my mind, and then I would start speaking the language or singing the language. And I've actually put a couple videos on my Facebook page there of the light language, if anybody wants to listen to it. So it's still something that's kind of, you know, not a lot of people know about, and I'm still learning about it too, but it's really fun, it's really interesting, and I find it to be very healing. So
I saw one of your videos. I really enjoyed it. I just put a link up to I grabbed an article about light language. I posted on my Facebook page if you're out there, and I posted it in the chat room as well. You know, we have a drum circle group here, and we drum frequently, and we kind of do a kind of a similar thing. It's almost like a chant or repeating a mantra, or
uh-huh.
You know, just kind of like letting flow out, like, because, you know, everything,
oh,
all
yeah.
music, all sounds, everything are just, you know, different frequencies and whatnot. And so
uh-huh.
I think even if it's not a language that...
Yeah, people ask me all the time, what are you guys saying?
Right.
I don't know, the universe is just leading us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny that you actually brought the drumming circle up, because yesterday, you know, I hadn't slept once again, and I was just feeling drained, and I went outside, and it's still a little bit cold out. There's still a little bit of snow on the ground, but I found a somewhat warm spot in the dirt there, and I grabbed my djembe drum, and I went outside, and I was doing the light language and the drumming at the same time, and that really, really made me feel so much better. So, yeah, it's very healing stuff. And it's not exactly a language. I just don't really know. I don't really know how else to describe it.
Yeah, I think it's just like sending out like healing frequencies.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like the language of the heart, I would say.
Yeah,
because
this
coming from your heart center for sure.
Yes, yeah, this article I found, it said some people call it angel speak or language of the soul. So I think,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we hadn't really talked much about this much before the show, because it's pretty amazing that you do this while drumming, because a lot of people in our group do the same thing, and it just kind of, you know, you kind of get in that, you know, when you're drumming, you kind of get in that trance meditative state. So, I mean, there's a lot of healing energies around drumming as well. And so I think these all kind of, you know, kind of go in sync with each other.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, it comes naturally, right? So it's, once you let go of everything and just let it out, and it just comes naturally if you can get to that point, right?
That was cool.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is a huge static.
Yeah, so that was we got a universal exclamation point,
yeah,
there. We had
pretty cool on our end.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think we'll take a break here in about 60 seconds or so. And when we come back, we will get into... can tell us a little bit about your business that you have, and where people in your area are able to find. I know you said it's going to be a local-based business. You can tell us a little bit about how that came about. And then we are going to get into some UFO, extraterrestrial, and paranormal topics, as I know, I believe you have some stories you can share with us.
Oh, I don't think I will know where to start.
Spirit will tell us where to go. So we're going to take a really short 30-second break here, and we will be right back with our guest, Belle Eve, in the rabbit hole.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
There are no coincidences, Delia. Only the illusion of coincidence.
And a little beep, as always, greatest movie of all times. So,
Mark. I have to agree.
And I cannot possibly ever stop watching that movie. There are so many different levels and frequencies and messages to that one.
I just worry about you when you wear that mask and no clothes on.
I might have the make appearances with the mask once in a while. Anonymously, we'll say.
Well, not anymore.
Right. Yeah, I think we've already. I'm not on any list that I'm not already on. So, okay. So we have before we move on, we have a question in the chat room from our good friend Kevin. He wants to know, do you teach light language?
Do I teach light language? Well, I have tried to teach Mark how to speak his light language, because I honestly believe that it's just one of those things that everybody has, but you just need to let go of your ego, not think about it, but let go of the left brain aspect and just go with the flow. Like, just start speaking or singing or whichever. And I honestly feel like if it's coming from the heart or it's coming from a higher source flowing through you, that is light language. So it's something that you could practice, and I don't think that you can really be wrong with it.
Right. So yeah, that's a great point, because that's been our friend C or who has a show on the network. He had the best my favorite quote of the year at the beginning of the year, when people were talking about New Year's resolution. But he said, he goes, "This should get out of my own way."
Sorry, you're cutting out quite a bit here, so I'm having a hard time. Yeah. So, what were you saying there?
One of the people that has a show on our network here had a phrase at the beginning of the year. He said for his New Year's resolution, he said he was going to get out of his own way, and I really resonated with that, because I think we all get trapped so much in our left brain, analytical thinking, that, you know, I found I was losing messages and not, getting too wrapped up in that instead of the intuitive, just letting things flow. So I think the light language is a good exercise in that, in just, you know, not thinking, just letting stuff come out, or, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And if everything's about intention, you know, if you just set the intention, like, and practice and try to let go, like, I feel like everybody has the ability to do it. So.
Right. So, okay. So you have a new business with your partner starting, and you touched briefly on it earlier. Do you want to give a little more details out there for the people in your area that may be listening?
Well, we are going to be releasing it, I guess, on Facebook here pretty soon. It'll be called Healing Frequencies, and which is funny because you use that exact term for the light language.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, what he does is quantum healing hypnosis therapy, and that has to do with bringing the patient into hypnosis, bringing them back into certain past lives that they need to know certain things about, and then eventually bringing them up to their higher self to be healed in whichever ways that that they need. So it's really interesting, and I'm kind of his guinea pig right now. It's actually been quite interesting, and that is actually another way that I have learned about the light language, because you get to write down questions, any questions, before you go under hypnosis for him to ask your higher self, and then you answer while you're under hypnosis. It comes through you, so it's very interesting. The things that we have learned with that. He does raindrop therapy, hot stone and cold stone massage, and he also does universal white time energy healing, which is similar to Reiki. It's kind of like from a higher source channeling through and out our hands and healing our clientele. So it'll be good to get that going, and hopefully we can both thrive on that, because we're both very, very similar. I honestly think that we are our twin flames. I don't know if you've heard the term for that.
Yes.
Or the definition of that. Yeah, yeah. So I feel like we have come together to heal. Heal people and help the world heal as a whole. So it's interesting. It's exciting. It's I'm really looking forward to this. So
awesome. Yeah, because I do with my astrology readings. I do evolutionary astrology, and I'm about the first thing I look at is the nodes as I. Wear people out with here.
enter the nodes.
Yes. astrologically, the south node correlates with past life karma and things being brought in from previous lives, strengths, wounds to be healed, which also correlates mm-hmm. with Pluto. So I do a lot of that in my astrological readings too. So kind of interesting that you brought that up. And then, too, with the next, my guest is going to be Lynn Psychic Focus, and she kind of does a similar to what I talked about there with the path regression hypnotherapy thing, where she has her people bend her in questions, and she kind of goes into a trance state, and her husband records it. And then that's how she does her questions on her blog, and I think she does a little bit of remote viewing too. So kind of interesting, all the synchronicities we're getting here today, how everything's kind of lining up.
The QHHT is also recorded, so it's that is very, very similar for sure.
Awesome.
It's exciting to know, you know, like what's going on in my life right now that has to do with, you know, a life that I had maybe on a different planet or, you know, so it's fun stuff. It is. And it really helps you to see clearly on what's really going on, like what's the root cause of certain things, and as soon as you find the root cause, you can start to heal that. So
yes, totally agree, because I mean, we well, like I was talking about the South Node for a minute, I mean, we tend to, up until the time we have our first Saturn return between the ages of 28 and 30, we tend to really be focused on previous life things that need worked out. And sometimes it takes to that first Saturn return before people are fully integrated into this lifetime. And so on the psychological level, you know, a lot of our actions and motivations for things can be out of things that did not even occur this lifetime. So digging down into that stuff and seeing what the root or initial trauma or issue was, that can be a really big step to helping a client or a person move forward from out of those repeating patterns and loops, if you will.
For sure.
Okay.
And
so the
card that I actually picked for this month was Emergence. So it's all about the death, the rebirth, and emerging into the new. So that's pretty interesting too.
Yeah, that's very interesting, being we're just ending up a lot of big astrological cycles, and then after this Pluto station on April 16th, we have a new moon in Aries on the 18th, which is the first sign of the zodiac. So that's really a big signpost for new beginnings and new energies and, you know, new initiations of things. And so I know there's a lot of people. I'm getting these kind of questions a lot lately. Like, people are clearing a lot of stuff out, and they kind of like feel like a little bit empty. Like, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go in the next 10 days. Well, actually, less than that. And about in the next week. If you're out there listening and you're kind of like, I'm not sure what to do next, you should be getting messages in the next week with this Pluto station and the new moon in Aries next Friday and, I'm sorry, next Thursday and Saturday. Just keep your eye peeled. You should be getting signs, symbols, directions, signposts. So just keep your intuitive rabbit ears on. And I think everyone will be getting communications or directions shortly. So, UFOs. This has been a big topic lately. There's, seeing a big increase in really good UFO videos and things on the internet, and a lot of people, even a lot of people that I didn't know had experiences coming out with experiences right now. So I believe you may have had a couple experiences.
Yes. To me, it's actually getting to the point where it's definitely not surprising at all anymore. it's welcoming, but it's just like, oh hey, there's another one right there, like, you know. And I don't know why it is, but I'll be hanging around with people that, you know, they're 30 years or older, and they haven't seen anything, any such thing in their life, oh yeah, just come out with me one night and we'll see something. And yeah, it usually does happen, and I don't know what the attraction is. Maybe it's just that I manifest it or I'm welcoming to it, but there have been nights where I've seen, you know, over a dozen in uh-huh. 2 hours. And, it's pretty crazy. I'm very grateful for it. And the type that I see are usually sort of like those, the light beings. They're like the, just light, just pure light. Like, I don't think it's actually an object at all. I have seen the objects as well, though, just not as often. So,
you're kind of a...
Go ahead.
So you're kind of attuned to like the interdimensional things, perhaps.
Yeah, like, well, Mark was saying to me that, you know, you have to be on a certain frequency to be able to even see this stuff, because I'm thinking, like, you know, why am I seeing all this and nobody else does that I talk to? And it's just like, it just blows my mind, you know, because there will be times, like even in the city, in Calgary, I'd just be walking or sitting in the park or swinging on a swing or something, you know, and something will just, like, I'll just get this message, and I'll just be like, oh, I'm gonna look up right now because I just feel like I want to look up at the sky. And there's something there, and it's not a star. And at times they do look like stars at first. I'm just like, oh, that's such a pretty star. And then it starts moving and doing weird stuff, and I'm just like, okay, it's just another one of those guys. So, and it's really fun when I have somebody with me, because it's just like it blows their mind. And it's like, yeah, I'm not the only one who's seeing this. So it's really fun and interesting, and I am very welcoming of it because they're just so beautiful, beautiful energies.
Yeah. So how many different sightings do you think you've had? How many different experiences?
I don't think more. I could count them. I really don't think I could count them because it's been happening. It's been happening. Well, I should say it's been happening more so since I got attuned to Reiki and really got into this stuff, right? So, I mean, I've always been into this stuff and I've seen things, but it's really accelerated in the last 4 years. And, you know, especially in the summertime, I always joke to Mark about this, that I say I'm pretty sure that the light beings or the UFOs or whatever you want to call them don't like the cold, because there's a lot of them. There's an abundance of them in the summertime, but in the winter, not so much.
Right, yeah, I think, as we get attuned and, like, open... vibrationally to different things, I think we, you know, the more closed off and in the box we are, I think it's, you know, I think people don't, these things are always out there. I think people don't see, a lot of people maybe don't see them until they are ready to, as they open up, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. I think mm-hmm. then that they're kind of, I think that kind of reflects outward, and they're more apt to see or interact with these other frequencies and dimensions and things that are, you know, around us the whole time.
Yeah. And then there's also the people who, you know, they want to just play it down and, oh no, that's just, you know, that's just an airplane or or whichever, and it's just like, I'm pretty sure an airplane has blinky lights on it, you can hear it, and, you know, it doesn't move erratically and then just disappear. Like, so it's just, it's also a matter of, if they do see it, it's also a matter of believing what you're seeing and not just downplaying it to be something that you're comfortable with.
Sort of, it's like when the first natives came, when the first ships came to America, they never saw the ships because they'd never seen a ship before that big.
Right.
You know, just little things like that.
Wow,
so.
Yeah.
So, right.
We have a similar.
So on one level, yeah, it's kind of a neuro-linguistic programming that until these things exist in our reality or in our, or, you know.
Like the color blue.
Right.
Was never, no one knew, there was no color blue until someone invented the color or found the color.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
To see it.
It's like those pathways have to be open into our brain for us to
and that's
see
why
and
there's
comprehend.
More and more sightings, because more and more of us are becoming more comfortable with it as other people are opening up that sort of frequency for us and that belief for us.
And one day you will wake up, Mark, and your girlfriend is an alien next to you. You're like,
I was right the whole time.
Well, what I always like to say is we're aliens to aliens, right? So
yes.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. I never thought about it. I mean, I know that I'm an alien to everyone, but it's
we have too much fun over here.
I've had three experiences with this. The first one I'm pretty sure was a man-made. It was pretty close. It was just a few hundred feet off the ground over the treetops over here when I was living in the city of Dublin. Yeah, it's a black triangular shapes with light around it. Of course, I used to live almost right across the street from the OSU airport where Jack and Benny's restaurant is. And so that it made no sound whatsoever, and it was only it was just barely over the treetops or the for those of you not in the area, the OSU airport, there's a really small airport there. So I think this had to be some kind of military thing or something like that, because I could see figures in it, and they looked human shaped.
Well, it's funny you said that, because when we finished the sweat lodge one year, we looked straight up and we saw these triangular black shapes in the sky, and they weren't moving; they were just like hovering up there, but they were way up in the sky.
Right, and you know, too. On another level, I wonder if they are reading when we raise our vibrational level and frequency and show that we're open to spirit and contacting things outside of our dimension. I wonder if that makes them not only easier for us to see, but maybe for them to want to make contact or to communicate backwards.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting with the triangular shaped ones, and they're black usually, right? The one I saw was. Yeah. Well, it was actually this winter that Mark and I, we were coming back from, what is that movie? Interstellar, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very good movie, anyhow. Yeah, it was very good, wasn't it? We were just like, wow, I can't believe that this stuff is going mainstream. Like, this is awesome sort of thing. And so we were driving back home. We live out on an acreage 5 miles out of town. So we were driving back, and we seen the triangular-shaped ships. And actually, we ended up seeing five that night. But it was very interesting, because we ended up arguing. And we've seen them since, and we just, every time we would see those ones, we would end up arguing. And it was just like, what is going on here? So we did QHHT, and we asked about these ships. And the higher self said that these are hybrid ships, and that basically what they're doing is by going over towns, they are sending frequencies to lower our vibrations. They're trying to keep us sort of under control, sort of thing. And I was like, well, that makes a lot of sense, because every time we see those things, we get in a negative sort of mindset. So I'm not sure if this is the same with everybody else, but that's my experience with it, and that's what I believe. So
I see
don't know
that
if anyone else.
That's a good point. You talked about that on the show about when they do crowd control.
Yes.
When they use sonic frequencies to disperse crowds.
Yes, that's what police and military agencies in a lot of areas now, if they have the funding, are actually using, instead of spraying people with hoses or tear gas and whatnot, they have sound frequencies.
Or chemtrails.
Right. But if they're wanting to disperse a crowd, they have sound frequency things that they can use, which are not as obvious to the...
My mother-in-law just walks into the room and that works.
Right. I've heard the military is going to start deploying your mother-in-law. Okay. So we're going to take a short break here in a second, and we are going to come back and talk paranormal events with our guest, Belle Eve. Right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com. Your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
Back with more tricks. Okay. So,
tricks or treats.
That's right. So we are back with our guest, Belle Eve. And you can find her on Facebook under Sublime Tranquility. She has a Facebook page. And so we've been talking Reiki, Ascension, light language, reflexology, oracle readings, UFOs, aliens, and now we are going to go paranormal on you. So we're gonna hit the whole game today. So I believe you had mentioned to me briefly you had some other so we're talking about different frequencies and different dimensions and parallel realities. You've had a few paranormal experiences also you might want to share with us?
Yeah. It was, I guess it was more so growing up, because now it's kind of switched over to the lighter side of things, I suppose. I think it's just one of those things with the different frequencies. You know, I was on a different frequency, a lower frequency growing up. My childhood was somewhat difficult, and just the energies in the house, I think, were attracting, you know, the more darker, denser sort of energies or entities. So I think that's what was going on. But, yeah, I've seen a lot of things in that house growing up. You know, I'd be sitting down and watching TV. Somebody came into the room with me, thought it was my sister, was laughing, hey, look at that, that's funny on the TV there sort of thing, and she's not responding. I finally look over and nobody's there. And it's just like, oh, okay, this is kind of scary, but I'm just going to leave the basement now sort of thing. And one time I think this was, other than playing around with the Ouija board, this was the this is the other most interesting occurrence, I guess I should say, is my sister and I were fighting. And you know, I slammed my bedroom door and I sat down and I was just huffy and puffy, right? You know, a teenager kind of, you know, the hormones are going, right. And your sister is, you know, your worst enemy at that time sort of thing. And so what happened was I was sitting on the bed and the door started to move, started to shake like somebody's trying to get in. And the handle's moving from side to side, and I'm just thinking, okay, Kelsey, you know, you can come in, and like, the door's not locked sort of thing. And then I thought, well, maybe I did lock the door, because it was just the kind where you push, and then you turn, and then it locks. So I thought, maybe when I shut the door, I accidentally locked it. I was like, come in, oh, wait, never mind, maybe I did lock it accidentally sort of thing. So I got up to unlock it for her, and it swung right open. And she was sleeping across from me in the living room, and nobody else was in the house. So I kind of just sat there with my mouth wide open for quite some time, thinking, like, whoa, did that really just happen? And I wasn't the only one who experienced things in that house, but that's also not the only place that I experienced these type of things. It's just that it was quite abundant in that house. And like I said, I think it's from the lower energies in the house, as it were. So, because, I mean, that happened after we were fighting, right? So it's like, oh, yeah. Welcome in the angry entities sort of thing. So it's really interesting how it works.
Right. I mean, because all this kind of, we've had a range of topics, but all these things kind of tie together, really, where it's, you know, we have these different gifts and things, and sometimes it's seeing how all the different you're obviously very sensitive to different frequencies and vibrations, so all these things kind of tie together on that level, where,
oh, yeah.
You know, it takes different experiences and things for us to, you know, kind of
wake up,
synchronistic and tie together. And,
yeah.
We all have to kind of wake us up and then kind of see how the, I think we talked on the Tuesday show with Iggy about how all these different separate pieces of ourselves and stuff kind of come together. Mm-hmm. And just so I've tied many different parts of my life together, like with the astrology, and I can see how you have all these different similar threads that kind of tie together through the energy manipulation and, you know, being able to see out of the, through the different frequencies and things.
It's so fun to look back and, you know, like I said, like I've had a lot of hardships and you know, that's actually, I feel that that's what needs to happen for us to wake up, because those are the best lessons. That's where we learn, and that's how we become who we are. And you're right. It's almost like a web. Everything is connected. You need this strand for this to be here, and it's so convoluted and amazing. And you know, at the time of the challenge, you're just like, oh, this sucks, da 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 da, sort of thing. But But when you look back on it, it's just like, wow, that really needed to happen for me to meet this person, for that person to plant this seed into my reality, for this to grow, for that to, you know, it's just, it's so amazing. It really is.
Right, absolutely. I mean, experiences and parts of my life, whatever, tied together felt, you know, very, we have different altars that we switch between. And so it's amazing once you start, these things start pulling together as we kind of remove negativity and garbage and stuff out of our lives, these seemingly separate parts of ourselves kind of all fall into place together. It's like, you know, you're trying to put together a puzzle, and you take out the pieces that don't fit or don't belong in that area, and then they all kind of merge. And so then we, you know, we kind of open ourselves to a completely new dimensions, a new reality, new vibrational frequencies.
I think Siri is trying to talk to me. My phone keeps trying to beep itself. I've turned it off because it's kind of
getting communications from
we're,
the.
We're attracting something here, I think.
Beep, beep. I'm like, did you hear that?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
Right.
It's like we have these different, like energies attract. Like energies attract. So, even when these, you know, maybe these spirits and things see that we're open to things. And just like, too, when you have, you know, you said you guys were having a fight that one time. And, you know, when you have that negative energy around you and stuff, then I think, too, that there's entities or spirits that may feed off of that, or may make you stand out at those times more. So,
I think you just become more vulnerable because you're lowering your frequency already, and then they're at that vibration, so you're down there with them. And if you are a sensitive person, you know, stuff is going to happen. Stuff, you're going to pick up on stuff, and things are going to happen to you. But yeah, it's all for the better in the end. It really is, somehow.
Or it's the NSA.
Right, it could be the NSA. do you consider yourself, we had a question here in the chat room here a minute ago. Do you consider yourself a crystal child or an indigo, or do you even resonate with any of those?
Well, I do collect crystals. I've always collected rocks. I work with crystals. I haven't gone to a course for crystal therapy, but I do incorporate my crystals. And actually, that's what I was doing before I even started into the Reiki. I was just collecting crystals and just using my intuitiveness to work on friends and people that I cared about, that I was close with, sort of thing. And I could see the energy. I could see the energy working on them, and the messages would just come into my head like they do, and I would just say things, and usually when I say the things that I say, I have no idea why I'm saying them, but usually the person that I'm working on tells me why. So,
right.
Yeah, I think I am a crystal child. I'm not sure about the indigo. Sometimes I just think I'm a little bit of everything, if that makes sense.
Totally. I know a lot of people that kind of identify kind of with more than one of the...
I don't want no labels, man.
Generational.
Yeah. Like, I know for sure that I'm a starseed, but I really do resonate with the crystals. That's definitely something. And when I was attuned to Reiki, actually, I had a vision, and basically it was water coming up from both sides and hitting against, like, almost like two tsunamis sort of coming up but hitting against each other and falling back down into, like, a circle. And it was like rainbows. And then it kind of zoomed out, and then it was like a unicorn's eye. And I know that unicorns have a lot to do with the crystal energies, and I was attuned with crystals as well. So I would have to say, more than the rainbow or the indigo, I definitely would say that I am a crystal child for sure.
I like unicorns though.
Huh?
I like unicorns. I believe in unicorns.
I don't rule anything out.
Yeah.
I don't rule anything
until someone can prove that they don't exist.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's more so the energy of it is more so what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because we find a lot, you know, a lot of these so-called mythical creatures kind of have some kind of basis in reality.
Yeah, like the fairies are with the elementals and the nature, and for sure.
Good. So we got just a couple minutes here. Not sure.
I've enjoyed this talk and learning.
Yeah, I knew.
Me too.
Belle and I have never met in person, but I could just tell she had, you know, you can tell when somebody's got really good energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I could tell she was had a lot
thank
of.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That, you know, I had a lot of good things to, share with us. Is there any other, anything else you want to share with our listeners, or any other topics or paranormal experiences that stand out?
I honestly feel like I could talk to you forever at this point. There's been so much stuff that, like I said, I don't even know where to start sometimes. But I do want to thank you for this opportunity, and I am very, very, very grateful for being on your radio show and for talking, because I've learned a lot from you guys today too. So it's nice to be able to talk to another light worker, healer, somebody who's on my level. So it's kind of a release for me too.
Rough man, I'll tell you. Yeah, I can hack on Facebook, and there's things I don't like about Facebook, but I've met so many just like awesome people through like the Ascension groups and stuff on Facebook.
Oh,
it's like, many people have had me on their shows and helped me get started, so I always like helping people get some radio experience under their belt and help promote themselves and share their ideas. And as you know, everybody, we're all on the little blue marble in the 3D here for a reason.
We're
everybody
all in this kinda, together.
Right. And everybody kind of has their own view, their own different things that they experience. So I think everybody's got, everybody's got things to share. And this, you know, I'm sure everybody out there in the chat room and stuff has things to share too, where they've undergone similar things, but from, you know, everything is relative. We all have our different starting points and different viewpoints from where we go to these things, but we
I think we started debating.
we crossed the same roads, the same paths here. So where do you see or feel if you have any thoughts on where the next step in like the ascension vibrational process is?
Well, I honestly feel that once enough people are on a certain frequency, and this is already happening. I mean, people are getting together, doing meditations. I was actually involved in a global grounding meditation, and And once again, I went outside. I sat with my rose quartz crystal ball, and I was just chanting and meditating, and it just felt so right. All of us connected at the same time, all over the world. And I think things like that are really going to count in the end. All of us working together at the same time is very, very powerful. And if we can anchor that those energies into the crystalline grid, the grid that we're all connected to on this planet, I think that that's really going to raise the frequency, the vibrations of this entire reality that we've got going on here. And I see things changing all the time. I see things changing all the time. It's slow because there's just so many of us, right? There's just so many, and not all of us are in the same sort of perception. But I think the more of us wake up, and the more the children are coming to our lives that are our rainbow children and whatnot, like, you can already tell that they are very different than what we were when we were that age. They're learning faster. They're more open. There's a lot more ways that they can communicate with each other, right? Like, I know that, you know, texting and all that stuff is like, oh, that's bad because we're not really talking to each other anymore. But really, we are. It's just in a different way. So, we're reaching more and more people. So.
That's a great point. I totally agree with that. The younger people than Iggy and myself are are just,
I feel young.
are just they're so wired in and so attuned to this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, I see a lot of...
Oh, yeah, it's starting younger and younger and younger, hey? And it's just like they're making more mistakes way faster, but what they need to do to learn, right? They're learning so fast, and, yeah, it's really exciting to see. So.
Right, and what something that I've noticed is, and you're right, I hear a lot of people complaining about there's too much texting and too much electronic communication and stuff like that. And I agree with that. But on another mm-hmm. level, I have noticed mm-hmm. that these younger people, the people in their teens and 20s and stuff like that now, that they may just be communicating by texting and stuff. But you know what?
Huh? It's a form of telepathy.
It is. They are also communicating on another level.
Mm-hmm.
With each mm-hmm. other, why they're doing that. Just because we can't see that.
You're right.
They don't sit around at a table and just talk and play cards or whatever, like maybe our generation would do. But
did you do that? I didn't do that. No.
But I think they
are. Yeah.
We're only seeing the outward physical
That's
communication. I think telepathically, they are wired in and attuned, and that's why so many of them get a lot of this spiritual stuff that it took us.
I always ask my kids, why don't you just call? Oh, it's not the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think the elite, you know, I think they're a little upset that they kind of gave us the internet because, you know, like that's how we are all kind of communicating right now. And there's a lot going on, and it gets to everybody really, really quick now. So it's good and bad, you know. But I think that it's a tool for us to get where we need to be. Just another tool. So.
Agreed. Okay. So we just got a couple seconds left here. So I want to thank our guest Belle Eve for being on today. And you can find her on her Facebook page, Sublime Tranquility. And if you're in the Calgary, Canada area?
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I'm actually in Saskatchewan now. So.
Oh, you're in Saskatchewan. Hey, now.
Yeah.
Okay, Calgary's
but,
where you had some of the UFO experience.
Interested can... oh, I have them everywhere. That was just an example of being in a city and, you know, you can't really see too much, but, yeah. If anybody's interested in any Reiki healings or Oracle card readings, yeah, just private message me on Sublime Tranquility and we could go from there.
Awesome. So I want to thank you for
being
on. Yes, we had a good conversation. Enjoyed having you on. And maybe we'll have you on again, maybe like later in the year when you get things, more things up and rolling, and have you share some more stuff with our listeners.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mark. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, yes. Very, very sweet person, I think. Let's see. Next Friday, have a repeat guest. Had a tremendous viewership first time she was on. Our friend Lynn from Psychic Focus Sessions. And we are going to touch on a lot of very interesting topics. Again, you can send in questions if you want. twofishesastrology@gmail.com. If you have any kind of big picture questions you want us to answer on the air next week, just shoot us shoot me an email. Or you can send through Facebook or whatever your easiest means of communication is. We will be talking some conspiracy. We'll look at some of the historical April events we kind of touched on earlier, and it will be a fun and entertaining show, as it at least potentially is every week. So everyone have a good weekend.
Mark, time to return to the ship.
And be careful, and we will see you next week. Ciao.